Hi, this is a dictation for Michelle Spruce. M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E-S-P-R-U-C-E. Date of service is 4-8-2022. Date of accident is 2-20-2021. And date of birth 8-9-51. Date of accident 2-20-2021. Date of service of the visit is 4-8-2022. The patient returns for a follow-up visit. She reports that she is having a lot of pain on the right side today of the neck and the upper part of the shoulder. Right buttock is completely numb and it is painful to the level of 8. Right shoulder pain is 7 and right leg is now painful. As we know that initially she was complaining of pain in the left shoulder, and today her report is that there is no pain in the left shoulder. However, she was not able to move the shoulder beyond 90 degree of abduction. Then it was quite painful. She also reports in the right side that her second and third finger is now numb, and she don't know why it is like this. And she also reports of some pain in the right knee due to the sprain due to from the accident. And there is no muscle weakness. She is able to sleep 6 hours. Pain level is 7 to 8, and ADLs are affected 9. 20% relief in the pain has been obtained due to the therapy and medications. And she has ADLs that are affected as follows. Work is affected 8, walking ability and sleep are affected 7. In the system review, patient has ongoing headaches that are now getting better. She says they are only 4 or 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, more like a discomfort. They are associated with difficulty sleeping, weakness, anxiety and depression, and there is no associated vertigo, dizziness or vision disturbance, double vision. She denies any blackouts, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has a history of shoulder stiffness on the left as well as on the right, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, and pain in the neck, both shoulders, lower back, and clicking and grinding ankle and foot on the left side. In the GI, patient has some nausea but denies any vomiting or diarrhea, constipation. She has this digestive problems but no incontinence of the bowel. And she has stomach pain but no blood in the stool or difficulty swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that her pain has remained the same. And in the medical history, she reports that her hemoglobin was low, 12, and she was 7, and blood was given in a hospital. And she went to the surgical history. Patient had a surgery to the left ankle at the time of accident. And hospitalization was in the Providence Hospital emergency room for the blood transfusion. Weight loss, patient reports she has lost 88. She is now 88 pounds from 114 pounds, and she doesn't know why she is losing weight. Any other trauma, patient has no other new trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol, Codeine. However, she says that they are not helping much to her in the pain relief. Substance abuse, none is reported. And she does use marijuana for pain relief. Compliance history, patient utilizes, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 124 over 74, pulse is 81, and pulse off is 100. Rest of the physical examination will be from the template. Oh, from the previous visit. Uh, 323-2022, dictation number 0325-028 and 0325-031. But please add the following. On further examination, we notice that there is a severe spasm of the upper trapezius muscle, upper fibers, in the near the neck to the shoulder junction, quite tender. The rest of the examination is the same. And also she has a severe spasm in the paraspinal muscles from L1 to L5, tender with the severe hypertonicity 2+. The patient is recommended that she continue her physical therapy to the neck, lower back, shoulder, ankle, and foot. She is also advised to have an injection to the right trapezius muscle for trigger point, since her pain is severe and is not relieved by the physical therapy, and there is a reproducible tender area. Paraspinal region also is found to have a trigger point at L4 and both sides of the spine. In addition, the patient is informed about the findings of the shoulder area that requires further treatment for her problems. In addition, patient will continue her physical therapy. I have updated her. Okay, there was another issue that we could not get her lumbar spine and cervical spine MRI as she cannot lie down. She went on 323 and she was unable to do it even with two Valium tablets. So I am going to provide her four tablets of Norco. At this time, two tablets during the MRI, one at night before, one in the morning to be taken, so that we can get her MRI done perfectly. There is a message from the MRI place. Her meds have been reviewed and otherwise she's referred to orthopedic surgery based on her MRI for the shoulder with Dr. Gary Gilliard. Hopefully that will help her. The past medication will continue, which are Naprosyn, Alavil, Flexeril. Thank you. So the next is the procedure for Michelle Spruce. Date of procedure is 4-8-2022. Date of birth is 8-9-51. The procedures are trigger point injection of the right upper trapezius and paraspinal muscles L4 bilaterally, right and left. Medical indications are as follows. The patient has severe pain in the right upper trapezius, mostly torticollis, and a paraspinal region is quite tight, hard, and tender with hypertonicity, and two trigger points are noticed at L4 area bilaterally on the right and the left side of the spine. An injection of 4 cc to 5 cc in this area will help the patient quite a bit. And the other is the shoulder injection intraarticular as well as supraspinatus muscle. These injections are indicated based on the MRI and history of the accident and difficulty in abductions. There is a full thickness tear of the supraspinatus tendon with a moderate fatty atrophy of the corresponding muscles with a cranial migration of the humeral head and decrease in the subacromial space. There is also a tendinitis of the subscapularis muscle. There is a shoulder joint effusion, mild to moderate fluid in the subacromial bursa. In addition, there is a complex tear of the entire area of the labrum, as well as the involvement of the biceps anchor. There is a significant cartilage loss at the glenohumeral joint, grade 4 chondromalacia. It's possible that the patient may require surgical option, maybe a shoulder replacement. But we are going to provide this injection to bring her some additional relief. As the patient is complaining, the subacromial bursa and the AC joint was already done on the 323-2022. These injections are done according to the protocol. Thank you.